Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk about a veteran patrol officer for the Albany Police Department who has been placed on administrative duty, and this has to do with busker.
Well, a busker, of course, is a street performer, and this is one of those stories that involves an incident on North Pearl Street in downtown Albany last week between the officer and a musician who was playing his guitar and seeking contributions from people passing by. The officer, Glenn Zellist, potentially acted inappropriately, according to the police department, which suspended the officer. The 43-second video of his encounter was posted on YouTube showing the musician, who goes by the name of Leif Mulch, and it appears that there was a little confrontation between them where the officer came by on his bicycle and told the musician to go down to City Hall, see the clerk, and get a permit before you continue performing. But according to a police spokesman, there is no city law requiring such a permit. And yet the officer and the musician had a debate. The musician's girlfriend had her cell phone and captured a video. And during the conversation, the officer grabbed the video and started to ask for other officers to come to the scene on his radio and said that the street musician was acting out of order. So while police investigate this, according to the musician, he's been charged with disorderly conduct and has to go to city court this week, and the police department is investigating the behavior of the police officer. So it's just an interesting video on YouTube that's getting a lot of buzz.
From that to some more buzz, there's about to be a candidate in the 19th Congressional District, a seat being vacated by Chris Gibson.
Yes, our story today by Matthew Hamilton reports that former assemblyman and gubernatorial candidate John Faso will announce his run for that seat this morning from his Kinderhook home. Faso will seek the line that Gibson has already announced that he will not seek next year. Faso is known as a conservative. Of course, he had run for governor in 2006 and lost to Elliot Spitzer. He's well known in this region, and there's others who are talking about taking that seat. State Senator Jim Seward said he considered it but decided not to seek it. Still waiting to hear from Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin of Rensselaer County, who is saying he's considering it. And there's others who are also looking at it. It should be an interesting race a year from now for the district that is currently held by Chris Gibson.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.